Back here on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, we're joined now by Pellet Christian softball coach Mindy Kekmarinski. And Mindy, this program has found some momentum here as of late, and it kind of started early to late last week with Moravia and Pella, carried into this week. And I know it hasn't necessarily resulted in wins in every single game, but a really strong contest against Oskaloosa. Indianola going to be a challenging one, and then a very strong showing at Linville. So if you could just talk about that momentum that this team has been building to where they are finding themselves in a few more of these games and just continuing to get better each and every night.
Yeah, I think that's what you and you say, continuing to get better each and every night. That's what we talk about all the time, Coach Mike and I, is we're like, we have to compete and get better at each at-bat, at each defensive play also. So, and you see the girls doing that. We are quick. I think that's part of like this growth experience for us from last year to this year, that foundation we've been laying, is that you have to just play each pitch. You cannot play the scoreboard. I know you've heard me say that every time basically I've been interviewed, but you can't play the scoreboard. You have to play and compete on every single pitch. And when you do that, good things will happen. Sometimes those good things mean we win. Sometimes those good things mean we just have quality at-bats and quality defensive play. So, yes, last week, the end of last week, we were hitting the ball really well. And that's continued into this week. And that's – the girls have worked super hard at that. And Mike is our hitting coach, and he does a great job teaching the girls about hunting for their pitch and quality at bats. Those don't always mean you get on base, but we are doing a better job of that up and down our lineup, girls hunting their pitch and having quality at bats, and continuing just to play with joy. And that's, you know, as I've told you, that's one of our purposes, to play with joy. And I think you can see that in our girls.
And I love that you just kind of finished on that topic of joy, because I thought maybe I'm a little bit off of my thinking on this, but one phrase that I know you've said a lot over the last year and a half of coaching softball here is you guys are building that wall. And when I think of that wall, I think of the foundation of is joy with this mm-hmm. team, because that's one thing that, you know, whether it be, you know, the big wins against Linville Sully or Pella, Moravia, or it's games even like Monday night where you played Oski really tough, but I think it's a 13-7, 13-8 final score there in that one. The joy is just always there in the dugout, no matter what the score is on the scoreboard. What's one thing that has kind of stood out to you in the way that this team has continued to bring that joy, regardless of, you know, what may be happening on the field, in the dugout, whatever else?
Yeah, like I said, that is one of our purposes, and these girls understand that. One of the things I'll always say to them, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We don't know what tomorrow brings, so let's have great joy in playing the game. And another purpose is that we have connections on the team, building a community. And when you have those things, that relationship, you can play with great joy. And we have so many girls. I mean, I can just go up and down the lineup of girls who just have a smile on their face all the time and help feed that joy. You know, you have your Addie Van Arendonks, her sister Nora, Bryn Runner. We just have so many girls who just always are filled with joy and are purposely cheering for others. Like, I agree. You look at our dugout and you have no idea if we're up or down how they're cheering. And they go down and in between innings, they run to the fence and they come back and they have fun little dives they do. So I feel like a lot of the success that we see on the field and at bat and defensively is stemming from our dugout and those girls just caring enough about each other, how they support each other, how they encourage each other. And that's a real fun atmosphere. Even when we were down, I don't even remember which game it was. Bryn Rosebohm came in and she's like, we are not out of this. We can hit the ball. They are believing that. And they're, instead of just coming from as coaches, there is coming from them also. So it's been really fun to see that.
That has been really fun. And now kind of talking about the lineup, because I know that one thing we want to do is just highlight some of those performances. I'm going to try to section it off here within the lineup here a little bit, just to kind of help with the ease of that for us. But kind of looking at the top of the order there, it's changed just a little bit, but primarily this year it's been some combination of Rachel kind of at the top of the order, Amaya Agri in there as well, Faith and Chloe at the top of that, and they have really stepped up. And you know, I think back to even that Pella game or Oskaloosa, they got things started really early on in that contest with quality of bats and have kind of helped lead the squad here from the top of the order this year.
Absolutely. When you think about Rachel, like, her speed just causes chaos. When she comes up to bat, they all know that she is fast, right? So what is she going to do? And we keep saying to the girls, you're the one that's in control in the box, not that pitcher. You're in control. Even though they know Rachel's probably only going to bunt, they still can't always throw her out. And she's gotten much better at being in control in the box and not being wild at what she's bunting. And so if she can get down a good bunt or a slap, it's really super hard to throw her out. And then I'm sure it'll happen sometime, but she hasn't been thrown out at second yet, and she's just sliding straight in there. So we get her on, and Amaya right now has gone on a mission trip, but she has been a great addition to the softball team offensively and defensively, because she also brings speed. So when you have speed, it just puts pressure on teams. And then you're right, Faith and Chloe have been swinging the bat well, even if they don't get on base, they're hitting and moving runners. Both of them, last night Faith hit two home runs and Chloe hit one, so they're making solid contact. And so yes, super proud with those first four batters. And then you even break down, next you come up with Bryn Rosebohm. She had a home run last night. She is hitting. The ball right now is so big to her. I mean, she is just crushing the ball. She's hitting it. I don't know how many doubles she has right now, but I know it's a lot. And she, when she gets up to bat too, I know other teams are going, okay, here comes a big hitter.
Absolutely. And you beat me to even highlighting that section in the lineup there in the middle part there. I mean, you got Bryn, but then you follow that up and you've got Laurel, you've got Maddie, and then even kind of as you get into the bottom of the lineup there, it's maybe changed a little bit, just kind of depending on matchups or, you know, how a girl's looking going into that night. But I know Jessa DeVries has been down in that part of the lineup. Addison Banstra has been pretty consistent at second base. You've had Maya Heisman in there. You've had Bryn Runner. Mm-hmm. And just a lot of different girls who are finding ways that, even though they're maybe not in that top part of the order, they've found ways to contribute all the way up and down throughout the lineup.
You are absolutely right. I even think about, I think it was the Pella game where Addison Banstra hit that shot to the fence and runner scored. You just up and down our lineup we can hit. And Addison Banstra, our second baseman, you know, what a great kid. She, too, has led so well. When we have our JV practice, sometimes our JV will come early to practice so they can get more reps. And she comes in. She's like, Coach, can I come in and help you? Yes. So she and Faith are a lot of times coming in and helping with the underclassmen. But Addison is a leader also. She leads with great joy. And you never know. She could hit it over at any point too. So, yeah, you're right. Up and down that lineup, we have hitters.
Absolutely. And one thing I wanted to touch on, too, is kind of the pitching side of things. And I know there's some nights that are tough when you just get into that little hockey competition. Then you have nights against Linville Sully where, you know, Laurel goes out there and gives you a complete game win, four strikeouts, only allows one hit, two unearned runs, and a walk. You know, you've had some more pitching as well this year with Maddie Van Zee, coming out there and pitching. And then, you've got Reagan Van Monen, who has stepped in as an eighth grader here and provided some innings as well this year. The pitching has really kind of started to find its stride a little bit and kind of gotten to a place of consistency for this squad so that you kind of know going into each and every matchup kind of what you're looking at getting from those three.
Absolutely. I think last night was big for that, too, for Laurel. She pitched really well. Her change was working. I often think we have to step back and go, Laurel had knee surgery, right? She gets cleared the day before she has to play DCG, right? She's a freshman. And so she's working back physically, and she's doing a great job. She is doing what we're asking her to do. But when we're facing the kind of hitters that we're that we face in the Little Hawkeye, it can't be just her. And Maddie's worked in the off season, so sometimes we have to bring Maddie in. And then the other night against Indianola, it's nice this year that we have some options. And like you said, Reagan came in and pitched well for us. She gives a little different look because she's a lefty. And her speed and where her ball goes is a little different than both Laurel and Maddie. So it's nice to have the different options. But super proud of our pitchers because we do ask a lot of them because they're going against great hitters. And our defense needs to step up more and support them too. We need to really – our goal is to keep playing errorless ball.
Absolutely. And just kind of coming back and touching on one aspect of that too that you kind of mentioned was, you know, there's – of those three names we mentioned that are pitching, underclassmen. I mean, this is still a really young squad that's kind of – and some of them have played for a year, year and a half, 2 years, whatever it may be. But – a lot of them are still kind of figuring out Little Hawkeye Conference softball, right? Which is a different beast than, you know, Little League softball or middle school softball. Absolutely. Things of that nature. And so that's something that I know as a coach you're constantly keeping in perspective when you're evaluating how nights are going as well, just because of the fact that it's not easy to just kind of come in and just compete at the Little Hawkeye Conference level night in and night out. And there's still a lot of room for these athletes to grow as the years go by here at Penley Christian.
Absolutely. And I think when you're saying that too, like in the Little Hawkeye, if you miss your pitch, you know, by a half an inch or an inch, right, they'll take it. So, and that's good for us too. I mean, we have to be so precise, but that's growth. Like, we can't get down on ourselves that, oh, we're getting hit or we're, you know, missing those pitches. It's that growth mindset, right? You have to keep growing. And even for defensively, the speed of the game. When a lot of our fielders haven't had a lot of reps at their position. So, okay, bang, bang, play. You have to make a split-second decision where you're going with that ball. And we're still growing in that, but we are growing in that. You know, so I am proud of the girls that they keep battling. And again, I've said this to you before, Tyler. If you came to our practices, we work so hard. And you would come to our practices and you think that we are a winning ball club at a high level because that's how we practice. And they are dialed in and focused at practice. So, again, back to building that wall. We are building, building, building. And these girls, it's good. It's nice to get some wins in there. But they have the attitude that even when we don't, that they'll still come out and work hard and get better.
And I would 100% agree with that. And now just kind of as we look ahead, kind of the second time through the Little Hawkeye Conference here, you know, I know that the goal necessarily that you've talked about in the past is not necessarily winning every night. It is going out there and competing, and I know that there's some chances to go out and do that where, you know, there's been some games that went through the first time in the Little Hawkeye Conference that, you know, maybe slipped away from you guys a little bit there. Some chances to get back into those games, get another crack at those teams, and just kind of see how much this progress has really grown for you guys as well.
Absolutely. You know, tonight we have DCG. They are a very good ball club. And I remember we played them last time. Rachel got up and put a bunt down, got on first, and then stole second. They now, I'm sure, are going to think they're going after Rachel tonight, right? I can't remember. She may have even got on twice. So, and we had some great at-bats against that pitcher. I don't know who they'll throw against us, but the Jones girl is a good pitcher. Now, we're just going to get out there and play hard tonight. But some of the other teams, I know Newton took it to us, but I honestly think we can beat Newton. We can play with them. We can hit that girl better. They played really well when they played us. They hit the ball all over. You know, Oskaloosa, I agree with you, some teams that we're growing, and we can be more competitive in those games with them.
Mindy, appreciate the time as always. We're looking forward to seeing that continued growth of the softball program as you guys continue to work on just building that foundation. And it's been a lot of fun to see it. And looking forward to many more great conversations this summer about Eagle softball.
Yeah. Thank you, Tyler.
Absolutely. That was Mindy Kakmarinski of the Penley Christian softball team here on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner, powered by Hy-Vee.